faith-filled finance. All major UK bank accounts. One app. Provision is built by Christians to help you steward what God's given you. Track your spending, saving, and giving in one place. Join the waitlist now at provision.money and get your first month free. That's provision.money.
Leadership File on Premier.
It's my joy to welcome you to the Leadership File, the show that aims to help you lead as Christ would have you lead wherever he has placed you. I'm Andy Peck, your host, and whether you listen live on a Sunday or one of the many thousands who catch up via the podcast, it's great that you can join us. A reminder, you can buy my book, The Leadership Road Less Travelled, at the Premier Store. We're all familiar with a Christian who effectively leaves their faith at home when they go to work, reasoning perhaps that sharing faith can become awkward, and in any case, they're at work to work, not to evangelise. But they're probably not aware that many Christians are taking their faith to work, and some companies are encouraging them to do so. These are not Christian firms, just companies that recognise that giving space for a Christian presence is a bonus for everyone. So this week I'm joined by Femi Iduwu, who is Transform Work UK's prayer and pastoral leader, to share more about what TWUK gets up to and how you can be able to get involved yourself. So welcome, Femi.
Thank you very much, Andy.
Good to have you along.
It's my pleasure.
Good. And I hope I didn't butcher your surname, but your homeland is...
It's all right,
is...
fair enough.
So your homeland is Nigeria?
Yes, please, yeah.
And you've been in the UK?
Yeah, for about 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Fabulous. Okay, great. And your journey to becoming part of Transform Work UK?
I started from Brent Council. I retired from Brent Council. About 3 years ago.
Okay.
And at Brent Council, somehow the Lord led me. We started a workplace prayer group, as it were, about four of us. And over a period of 8, 9, 10 years, it grew from 4 to over 250.
Wow.
In the workplace. We had unbelievable favor. We had, it can only be God. And It's got so good that we were so accepted because we were not Bible bashing all over the place. Mm. All we did was to support ourselves through. We started with the 1 hour prayer session per week. We had to reduce it to 30 minutes for convenience when we became very big and we needed a bigger space, and the space we could only get at a particular point. And I discovered that 30 minutes was actually more effective than 1 hour, you know, because God was in it.
Wow.
There were spectacular things that happened because we got to a point of having sessions after work once in a quarter. And members brought their family members to the workplace. Actually, I discovered very early that it was the primary church for many of them.
Oh.
It was the primary church, and in the process of fellowshipping with brothers and sisters at Brent, some of their pastors had to get in touch with me because they noticed something was happening differently. The workplace is such a veritable arena to do Christianity, but so many people are so scared of it because they think they can lose their job. God doesn't want anybody to lose their job. I'm talking about the history.
No, it's good.
After my retirement, I was invited by Transform Work UK, I believe based on the testimonies of what happened at Brent. And here we are, being with Transform Work UK. At Brent, I was supporting only the Brent Council, you know, the fellowship there. With Transform Work UK, I'm supporting all Christians all across the United Kingdom.
Okay.
In my role as the prayer and pastoral lead, and particularly as the ambassador in charge of the London Council's Christian Network, that's all the councils in London, including the GLA. So I go around to visit them, to pray with them, support them, different issues there and there. But particularly what Transform Work UK is about is letting Christians in the workplace know what exactly it is when we talk about faith at work. It's not, the workplace is not a church. The workplace is a workplace. Everybody was employed to do a piece of work.
Yes.
And we believe that the best way to show your Christian nature, if you call it that, is to use the principles of Christianity in all that you do. Be very passionate with what you do. We just, the Passion Week is just gone. You know, Jesus Christ was always very passionate about everything. He loved everybody. He was inclusive. You know, diversity was his thing. All of this, but you need to know how to do all of this without compromising your faith in any way, which we have seen that can be done.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely. It can be done. So we go from place to place. And again, the other thing about the workplace is that whether we like it or not, every human being will bring their God to the workplace. I have come to know that it's in Christianity that people are most careless. They forget their God at home, as it were.
Yeah.
And then come to the workplace and then they face a lot of fire, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But And I've taught a lot about identity and the rest of it. Once you begin to understand more who you are in Christ Jesus, and more, because this is a process that will go on and on as you look more into the Word of God, you become more solid and you are able to survive anywhere with divine wisdom.
Yeah.
I don't know what other questions you ask, but in our training session, I call the fellowship meetings training session, because the essence of Christianity in the workplace is to get ourselves trained in our meetings, to equip ourselves in the meeting place, in the upper room, as it were, indoors, because I believe in the apostolic dimension, what happened in Acts 6:4, the apostles came to a conclusion that it was important to devote themselves to prayer and the ministry of the word.
Yes, yes.
And in the seclusion, as it were, where they gathered, that's what they did. They studied the word and they prayed. And then they got on the street and people like Peter didn't even have to say a word. He was just walking. His shadow was healing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's the kind of thing we encourage Christians to do. You could be in a board meeting and the Holy Spirit, because I preach a lot about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, the Holy Spirit will speak through you in a technical language to bring forth something that everybody will look around. And that's what gets people to say, who is this person, you know?
Yeah. I mean, what was your job when you were part of the council?
I was in housing.
Okay.
I was in housing. My team actually supported vulnerable people,
okay.
Which actually is another dimension to the Christian faith in a technical way. You know, that's what Jesus would do. Look at people who are vulnerable, people who had difficulties in maybe meeting some needs, and just go in there and be part of their life, be alongside with them and support them.
You said the prayer meeting was 250 or so. What was the size of the workforce?
Bent Council at that time was over 3,000.
Okay.
And having said that, it was not as if all the 250 attended every meeting.
I understand. It's part of the network.
Yeah, but it was a big...
It's fabulous. Fabulous to hear.
Oh, yeah, yes. It's about the big... I'm still waiting for another setting that's that big anywhere around.
That was great to hear.
Absolutely.
And I understand you're involved in the Greater London Authority Easter celebration. We're obviously recording this after Easter, but what took place and how did that go?
Essentially, one, in my role as the ambassador looking after all the councils in supporting all the Christians in the councils, I got involved in a little bit of their planning. But most importantly, the prayer dimension into what they wanted to do. And of course, you do know, like I do know, that prayer is the key, master key, and God really took control. We had this on April 10 at the main meeting room of the mayor of London's office.
Yes.
Massive, big event. It was a glorious event, a demonstration of God's presence everywhere, his desire to be everywhere with everybody. We talked about Jesus, but with emphasis on the fact that Jesus loves everybody. Mm. And he wants us to be around each other, to support each other. The only thing is that we know who we are as Christians, and we let people know who we are without putting pressure on anybody. But we've seen, that not just with the GLA thing, but generally that when people see that, just because I believe that's what happened in Antioch, the first place where people were referred to as Christians, they were not really preaching as it were, but people saw them. Hmm. They saw the kind of things they were doing, and they said, these people must be followers of Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what we want to continue to encourage every Christian in the workplace. Some people think it's about preaching. It's not about preaching. Hmm. Of course, you will have some opportunities to witness, but that's not your primary assignment. Everybody in the workplace should be, you know, but with the way you handle your job, with the way you deal with your meeting, with the way you manage people, Jesus Christ was always firm and fair. I teach a lot about the lion and the lamb. The lion, you know, Jesus Christ was the lion of the tribe of Judah. He was most appropriate in all situations. When he needed to be tough positively to help people, he will be. When he needed to be gentle as a lamb, you know, he will be. And in the workplace, my experience is that many Christians do not do us a lot of good. Maybe the way they conduct themselves, and we need to tell ourselves the absolute truth. Because if you're in the workplace and you profess to be a Christian and people around you just don't feel comfortable, either people you manage or your colleagues, then what kind of witness are you, It's not to knock anybody, it's just to encourage all of us that, listen, with the Holy Spirit living in us, the capacity, because in Acts 1:8, I love the Amplified Bible Classic Edition of, you know, after you shall receive power, after power in bracket is put ability, efficiency, and might. And when the Holy Spirit comes upon a person, it is not just to shake and vibrate or to just speak in tongue, which is lovely. I do speak in tongue when I need to on my own. But it gives you divine ability, efficiency, appropriateness, the capacity to do beyond the ordinary all the time. That's what it does for a Christian. Christianity is not just about singing, clapping, and sweating.
Yes.
All of that is good as well.
Sure.
But you know, we need more of the principles. So this is what we do as we go from office to support Christians in their workplaces, to share our experiences with them as Transform Work UK people, and to let them know that this thing is doable without you having to hurt yourself, and you can even do it big to the glory of God.
Well, you're listening to The Leadership File with me, Andy Peck. I'm joined this week by Femi Idubu, who's the Transform Work UK's prayer and pastoral leader, and we'll be back just after this. Welcome back to The Leadership File with me, Andy Peck. I'm joined this week by Femi Idubu, who's the Transform Work UK's prayer and pastoral leader. He's talking about TW UK and obviously encouraging you, if you're in the workplace, to think seriously about making sure that you take your faith to work. And he was sharing before the break of how he was part of Brent Council and saw several hundred more come to the prayer meeting, having started from just four, which is fabulous to hear. Femi, I have, someone sent me a WhatsApp picture of some of the people sharing at the Greater London Authority Easter celebration. And I was quite moved by the ambulance service taking part and sharing how they are kind of very much at the front line of the work. So
The ambulance guys, you know, because the theme was every life matters.
Yes.
And it was essentially about what we are unhappy about, gun and knife issues in London. And these ambulance guys have to attend to victims of, you know, right there when it happens. And it's from the narrative, from their testimonies, it was always a difficult job. But the testimony boils down to the fact that their Christian faith is quite instrumental in the support they get to deal with even the after effect of helping people who have been traumatized or had to lose their life, you know, due to gun to knife incidents particularly. There were so many encouraging testimonies about from people who, through the demonstration of their faith, have been able to make a difference in the lives of so many, which is actually what the Christian faith should be about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you're looking to be involved in the London Council's Christian Network, apparently. I don't know what your plans are for that.
Yeah, I'm supporting all the councils. What I do is I have a diary of events from month to month, depending on what is comfortable for different groups. We have different groups in different councils all over London.
I see, yeah.
And they are in different stages of development. There are groups that are about 10, there are groups about 20, there are groups that are 2. Mm. You know, what I tell everyone when I go is that whether you are 1 or 2 in the workplace, just go for it.
Yeah.
I'll share quickly about Lewisham. I might not mention names.
Please do.
Yes. Yeah. This lady got to Lewisham Council. She had worked in the council before where there was a fellowship. She got there and couldn't find a fellowship at Lewisham. So she got in touch with Transform Work UK. And then I visited her. And she was just there temporarily. She was not planning to stay at Lewisham from my discussion with her. But as we discussed that very first meeting and we prayed together, the Holy Spirit told me quite clearly that God had sent her there for a purpose. And I told her. And we prayed and I just encouraged her. You're on your own now. We started like with 4, we grouped to 250 in Brent, I believe that's possible anywhere.
Sure, sure.
So she agreed. She said she will give it all her best. A week or 2 weeks later, she called me and she said, I don't know what's happening. My manager just called me. She's a lawyer. My manager just called me and offered me a permanent appointment without my asking for it. I said, well, I think God told us that you're there for it. So she's there and she's still there now. Those are some of the amazing testimony, and the fellowship is growing. You know, she started as a single, but the fellowship is growing. As I visited her, subsequently we discovered that there had been a fellowship there before she got there, which we did not identify as it was.
Right.
So we've joined up with that one as well. And that's the kind of thing that happens as we go from place to place. Different things happen, different challenges. And you see, in the because I retired from the council, the pressure upon on the staff in the council, the pressures are such that without God, people will cave in easily. But I saw from the Brent experience that with the fellowship impact, with sharing with brothers and sisters, with more stability in their faith, they were able to withstand the storm, the constant threat of retrenchment and the rest of it, the politics in the workplace. They knew that they had Jesus who was there for them, and they knew that being practical as a Christian would always help you to walk through storms and the rest of it. And that happens from one council to the other, and I go and I enjoy just going around and seeing how they're blossoming. There are problems in some areas, but that's life. We support them, particularly now that we have a prayer and pastoral unit at Transform Work UK. We support a lot with pastoral issues so that we can take the pressure off them a lot more.
Well, I was going to ask what the subject of the prayer groups are. I know in some workplaces there was an interaction between the leadership of the company and the Christians there because they might provide prayer requests.
Yeah.
But obviously that's not always appropriate. I don't know what the,
okay.
The kind
it, it, it's a process. The group starts like the one I talked about, will start just like a one-on-one.
Yes.
But the encouragement is that you need to let management know that you are there and what your objectives are. It takes time, it's a progression. But many of the groups now are known to the management. And essentially what they do is like the Transform Work UK advocates, just tell them, we are here for you. We as Christians are here to contribute to the development of the workplace. That's essentially what we want to do. We want to do that through the what we were employed to do, and to be, in quotes, our brother's keeper, to look at after each other, you know, in a professional way, to know that it's an inclusive society we live in. It's important for everybody to try as much as possible to understand the other person's faith, so that you know how to deal with issues. And it's very important to ensure that nothing takes you to a level of compromising your faith. Your faith is inside you, most importantly. And as we develop as Christians, we become more solid. So we are able to deal with what could have become maybe difficult situations to deal with because of divine wisdom. So organizations, as these groups expand, when I was in Bren, everybody from top to bottom somehow came to talk to me, for example, informally, you know, when there were things to discuss, when there were things to manage, you know, and that's what we, you know, that's being salt and light in the workplace, that people know that there's a group here that if a team is going through a crisis, most of the time they look up to Christians in their midst, and most of the time it works.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that's the kind of thing we're making impact positively, not just saying I repent or perish kind of thing,
yeah, yeah.
You know. But, you know, in a subtle way, through what we believe and what we act out in the workplace, seeing that you are friendly, caring, you know, hardworking, you know, wise person at work, you know, goes a long way to give credibility to the Christian in the workplace as well.
And in terms of some folk listening who might be, you work in the London area, presumably, so I don't know whether, you know, your diary is full or whether
people
can get in touch with you.
Sure. My delight is for people to get in touch all the time. And it's not just London. I'm directly supporting the councils in London.
Okay.
But for pastoral and prayer needs, I support all Christians in the workplace across the United Kingdom.
Okay.
They could get in touch by email, text, phone. It's not all the time that we go physically. We reach out through this media, social media, to minister to people to discuss. We have online telephone services to, you know, deal with. So anybody in the United Kingdom, anywhere,
sure,
will call upon us. If we need to visit, of course we will.
Yes.
There are some instances that we just must visit, and we do visit. Mm. But there is a lot that can be done through telephone, through emails, through contacts, using social media. And we're always ready. Our diary might be full, but that's a way God expands your capacity, if we know that, yes.
Well, it's exciting, and people will be inspired by your story. So let me just spell out your surname for people. So Femi Eduwu, which is I-D-O-W-U.
It's okay. Eduwu.
Eduwu.
Yeah, but you're close.
I'm close. I'll get better as the program goes. Yeah. Femi Eduwu. Okay. So get in touch via the Transform Work UK website, and that would be the place to get in touch.
Yeah, that would be the best way to go. You know, maybe they just Google Transform Work UK, shows up, and
wonderful.
Then they can, you know, get across to us. Many people have done that. Many people. So, and we start with them afresh. And if they've had something going on, we go there, support them to grow.
Wonderful. Well, you've been listening to The Leadership File with me, Andy Peck, and that's Femi Eduwu. That's I-D-O-W-U. Get in touch with him if you've got a you're in the workplace and you're looking to set something up, or you're looking for some encouragement or some advice, or, you know, you've heard the story of Femi sharing how, you know, Brent Council went from 4 to over 250 people on their books, praying regularly for one another and for the work of Brent Council. And wouldn't it be great if that could happen?
And that fellowship is still going very strong.
And it's still going very strong to this day. Fabulous to hear.
I'm retired, but the council keeps getting stronger.
Good stuff. Great stuff. So obviously log on to Premier's website. The on-demand section will get you the Leadership File archives. Over 100 shows, I think a couple of hundred now, are there for you to listen to other topics and other subjects, other speakers. Look forward to your company again next Sunday at 3:30 or via the podcast. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to The Leadership File on Premier. Andy Peck serves as a tutor at CWR, a Christian charity whose courses and publications aim to apply God's word to everyday life. Contact him via email apeck@cwr.org.uk.